Chaf and Mabez, three lines at the top. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef quotes a braisa. Arba Maduros Ein Srichen Rav. There's four types of Maduros, which the nature is to catch fire easily, and therefore if you light it partially, we can assume the fire will not go out, it will catch and continue to burn on its own. We're not worried about the person needing to stoke it in any way over on Shabbos. So Zephis, if there's a Madura which has Zephis in it, I'm not sure if it means the Madura is only a Zephis pitch, or it means that there's Zephis in there on the wood, they cover the wood with Zephis, something like that. That's some type of, you picture you have a lighter fluid all over your wood. Michel Gofris, or sulfur. Michel Gavina, now we have the word Gavina. Gavina is cheese. The goes to grow changes at Tekir, which is wax. I imagine various different. I don't know if they had pure sulfur. They probably had some type of a sulfate or something like that, which is flammable. Definitely the sulfates. Some of them are flammable. Sulfites, whatever. Right. Michel Ravav. Ravav is, now Rashi says Ravav is fatty things that have oils in them. Rashi also mentions Shaiva with Ravav. So you can't learn like the Gaon does that. Which he brings in the gears, the riff and the Rambam have the gears. The gear of the riff is kira, which is Rashi didn't have that gears of wax because Rashi says shaiva on revav. So I don't know exactly. I guess cheese has a lot of oil in it; it's flammable. Never thought of using it as a fuel. Okay. Okay.
Why does he use the word Madura instead of Madura is a torch with multi wick as opposed to Madura?
Well, actually, Madura was the case of Madura was even more than a torch. Madura is like a fire on the ground, that's an avuka. Avuka is a lashon for a multi-wick, like a cake. Madura is usually used for like a fire, like in a fireplace type of thing, is a madura. On Lag Barmer, they make a madura. That's what they refer to an actual cell as a madura.
Bonfire,
yeah. But Mesisin Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Af Shalkash Vashal Gavava. If you have a fire which is made out of straw and stubble, also those are things which are very flammable because they're not so thick, etc., so they catch on fire very easily. Rashi actually has the word straw and stubble in the Rashi. Stubble is what's left in the ground after you harvest it. So you have this, then you pull that out and use that then straw is the piece which you cut off after you thresh it, so you have the straw left over. The wood in bubble doesn't need rive. So Maskel Rabbi Yosef questions that is Mahi. What is it about the woods in Bavel that doesn't need rive? Ilema, silsi, that silsi is like the is tinder, and you're saying that since it's made into small pieces, actually, I mean, Rashi says it wasn't as much tinder, it's more silsi is used in Shastim. Can be used to mean tinder. Over here it means like they would chop into very small pieces. And since it's in small pieces, it doesn't need. Some more says Hashem Psila, but Rabbi Yeshua says Amr Ula Amalik Tzarech Shiyalik Berayv Hayyotzei. So Silsimi Boy, if by a wick, the halacha is you have to light the majority of the wick, which is extending out of the candle. The definition of a halacha is that you lit Rayv Hayyotzei, which is how we're, which is brought down in the halacha. You're supposed to light Rayv Hayyotzei. So Silsimi Boy. When you, so that's not better. Silsi are not better than that. El Amarav Yosef is Shuchad Arzo. Rami Bar Abba Amar Zaza. So Shuchad Arzo is the branch from the Arzo cedar, which so there's a certain it's called a bast. We'll see it in the next Mishnah. In between the bark and the wood, there's this fibers. And those fibers are very they catch on very they catch they light very easily. So I'm not sure if Rashi means to say that Shulchan Arzah is referring to, usually Shulchan Arzah just means a branch from the tree. Shulchan is a branch. I'm not sure if it means that since it has that fibers which are very flammable, therefore the wood doesn't need Rabbi Yetzei, because you have it like it has this built-in tinder which will keep relighting it, or it means just you made a fire just out of those things. I'm not sure which, but it wouldn't be called a shulcha usually. So I'm more inclined towards the first way. Now Zaza, now she says it's a mulsha balaz, and I do not know what exactly that is in the. Again, on the side just says it's a branch, but that doesn't help us. You know, he has a translation over there.
Azov,
hyssop. Okay. Even after we find out the translation, I'm not you, but the Ezub is hyssop, but why it's different, what's so special about it, I still don't know. You know, we need to know the botanical characteristics of it. It's still an issue. See Rashi. Madura, fourth line of Rashi, is Loshen Hesek Gadol, a large fire. Revav is shuman, is oil, is fats, reshaiva, or wax. Choldaber hanisach, anything which will liquefy. Gevava shegavi min asada, you gathered from the field. Belashan Ashkenaz is called shtubla, the stubble. Kash is novus shibolim, it's the after you break off the kernels, so you have the tail. Of the where the kernels were, that's called astris. I guess it's that straw. Silsi is achas shasom etzim dakim. When you make it into small pieces of wood, bubble noigin can they make it into that wood chips? So hastra psilo shall beg it hatula b'shemen v'nerchli dolik. You have a psila made out, you know, which is out of some type of fiber, and it's soaked in oil, and it lights easily. Still, Amar Ula Hamadlik Ner Shal Shabbos Tzor Shiyadlik Beroy Peyotze Mirosh Psila Chutz Ner. Whatever the amount of the psila which extends out must be lit. The majority of it must be lit. So you need roiv on a psila. The chayish need roiv on this wood. So you enter Shulchan Arzah. Yavishu, it's dry. Bedak, it's thin. V'yesh kimin semer, and there's this woolly-like substance, ben klipa le'etz, between the bark and the wood itself. Hum maviroi mishabachs v'boyoros. That's Rashi says. Okay, so it's talking about the whole branch, but the cedar bast, which is there, will cause it to continue to burn. Once it catches a fire, it'll constantly reignite the rest of the wood. Zaza is a mulsha balaz. Okay, hadron lachisisa shabbos of the Mishnah. So we're discussing now what the Gemara is going to explain, that the Mishnah is going to give us a list of acceptable wicks and acceptable oils. The issue is, you want to light with things which will light well, therefore the person will not feel a need to tend to it on Shabbos, Chas v'Shalom. As opposed to certain wicks do not draw the liquid well, or certain oils are not drawn into the wick well, and therefore the person might have to try and tend to it on Shabbos. So emalikin, you cannot use as a wick. Lechish is your cedar bast. You can't use, the Mor says it's referring to like an unfinished pishtin. It hasn't been combed out. So there's all of the psalas in it, so it doesn't light well. Lebekoloch. Koloch is, a silk. Lebesilas Edon. You can't use psilis edon. The Mor is going to say psilis edon is willow bast. Psilis midbar was a type of a grass which grows in the midbar. Which is a type of an algae which grows on the ships. You want to take that and make it into a wick. You can't do that. Those are the psilis. Those are psilis which are not acceptable. The Mor is going to go through each one what they mean. Velav zephis, you can't use pitch. Velav shabi, you can't use wax. Now, Rashi has already discussed, we use wax. So it's referring to using wax as like a liquefied wax as the fuel, as opposed to making a candle, which way we make a candle.
But we have those.
The paraffin ones?
Yeah.
Imagine what they're going to put for the yahrzeit.
No, I'm thinking of the liquefied
one. Oh, those.
Paraffin is made from petroleum.
So, interesting. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe the I have to look into that. Well, you can't use cottonseed oil. One shot in the Gemara. Well, b'shem and sefer, you can't use oil of truma, which became tome. And the halacha that has to be burnt, so you're not allowed to. The action of burning it is like Sreifas Kachim, which we learn about from Zukim. You can't do Sreifas Kachim on Yom Tov, and this one is referring to a case where if Yom Tov came out to be an Erev Shabbos, so you cannot light a nair for Shabbos with Sheven Sreifa. You can't use the tallow of from the Aliyah, which is from the tail of the sheep. So that's the fat from the sheep, but not from the tallow in general. If you cook it, then you could use it for the purpose of being the fuel. Now, whether it's cooked or not, you cannot use it. And the more questions that the chumrim and the chumrim are the same as the Tanakama. Tanakama says you can't use it. The Chama says you can't use it. So the Mor says the difference between the two of them is there any heter by mixing in some oil? In other words, maybe tallow straight cannot be used, but if you mix in oil with it, maybe that should be moderate. And one of them holds yes, one of them holds no. And the Mor says we're not sure which one holds which. All of these things are different types of wicks, which the Mor is going to explain what they are. Obviously, that's not discussing making a wick out of it anymore. You want to, instead of putting oil, you want to put the zephyrs or shaiva, etc. That's a problem. From this point out of the Mishnah, we're dealing with psule shmonim. Okay, what's a lechesh? Is lech is a shukah d'arza, the branch of Arz, the Moshe Shulchan Arz is Eitz Ba'amu, that's just wood. So Moran says Ba'amar Nisa, the East Bay, referring to the woolly substance inside of, inside between the wood and the bark, that is what's called the cedar bast, as you can find in your art school cedar. Okay. Some of Rav Yosef is Na'aris Shal Pishtun. Na'aris is when they would process Pishtun, they would remove, there was this little, I'm not sure exactly what it looks like, they're just, you know, seeing it around. The various little pieces that you would pick out of cellulose, whatever it is that don't light well. So that's what Chosin is. So I'm going to ask Rav Yosef, I have a Ksid, there's a Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Bahaya HaChosin, Lina Oris. It says the Chosin, you know, is the Lashon of Klal, whatever it is, that the Chosin is going to become Lina Oris. Apparently Chosin and Oris are not the same thing. The Chosin is the usable part of the flax. It's going to become like the Oris, which is the unusable part of the flax. So, Elam Rabaya is kissed to the dyke below Nopitz. So it was flax, we agree that it's referring to flax, that you did the process of crushing it, but you didn't do the process of Nopitz of combing it out, to removing the Na'aris. So that all of the Na'aris is still in there, and that you can't light with, because that's an impurity which will affect its ability to draw the oil well. Well, I'm a koloch. You can't use koloch. It's Amr Shmuel. Shaltina l'chol nechusa yama. I've asked this question to all the people who go travel by sea. V'amr, they all say kulcha shmei. It's referred to as kulcha. That makes us that much more knowledgeable what it is. Like apparently that was, they knew what kulcha was. Yisabar zira Amr gushkura. He says it referred to as gushkura. So Rav and Rabbi Abba Yossi Kameda Ravna, they were in front of Ravna Nechemya, his name was Ravna Nechemya, Achua the Resh Galusa, the brother of the Resh Galusa, so he was a Chosher fellow. Chazia, they saw him to have a Lovish Metachsa. He was wearing a garment made out of this thing called matach. So I'm like Rav and the Baya, Haino Koloch to the Tanan. That's what Koloch is. So I'm like, so Baya said back, Ano Shira Ferranda Krinale. I call it Krinale. We call it, we call it Shira Ferranda. So seemingly he agreed it's called Koloch, and that's referred to as Shira Ferranda, which we had before. Shirayim is like a satin type of a material. Mesis, we'd ask Kasha and Abaya. Yurt means he's equating Koloch and Shira Ferrandia. It says, Hashirayim, Vakoloch, Vasirikin, Chayavim, Betzitzes, the very different materials. Shirayim is some type of a silk, and Koloch, and Sirikon, which Rashi says it's also a type of a silk. Are all chayv and tzitzis, which is machlok that ran, whether the beged to be chayv and tzitzis has to be out of wool or linen, or even other materials. Well, that's part of the machlok later on, but it's the rice, there's the rabbanon. There is one number in the Gemara, yeah. I don't know if I recall correctly. We'll see it later on. Zomar later on. So apparently, Shirayim and Koloch are not the same thing. So what is the Baya saying? That we... Robin said that's Koloch. And Baya said that's called Shir Ferrandio. So according to... Baya is calling it Shirayim. Robin's saying that it's Koloch. And he's saying it's the same thing. So it's a Kasha. It's Yubta to Robin. It's Yubta. The Morse is to Yubta. One thing. Or we boy same Shira Luchud Shira Ferranda Luchud. No, there's a difference in Shirayim and Shira Ferranda. Apparently it's processed differently, and one of them there first called referred to as Shira Ferranda, and that would be the Koloch of the Mishnah. It's not the same thing as Shirayim. So the Braisa is correct. So that's Achvina, that's your willow bass, like we had on Aleph, Achvina was willow. Rabban and Abaye, again, Rabban and Abaye, Habika Ozli, Bepaksa, the Tamru Risa. They were going in the valley of Tamru Risa, that's the name of the valley. Chazinu Lahanu Arovsa. They saw these willow trees chasing the crystal with an iron. It's an iron instead of an olive. Amal Rabban Labaya. So Rabban says to Labaya, Hanu Idon, that's the case of Idon. Amalai Hahu Eitz Ba'almahu, it's just wood. So Kolaf, he took off the bark. Vachule, and he showed him Amra Nisa, the woolly substance, the Beni Beni between the bark and the wood. That's your willow bast, that's what it's referring to. Look, Silas Amidbor, can't use Silas Amidbor, Shavra, which is a type of Rashi says it's a type of an Asa, which grows, and it's called Urtia. So it was you can't take this Sata Barid, make it into a wick. Verses Bula Brakashapani Amai. This is the last one of the Psule. Psule psilos, mahi. What is that referring to? So Elaim is referring to uchmasa the charitzi, which Rashi says it's referring to like the algae which grows on the top of the water. So if ruche mefarchem, that like falls apart, you can't really make a wick out of it. It doesn't hold well. So obviously you can't use that. Elamer Papa says uchmasa the arva. There's a type which grows on the boats, which on the bottom of your ships, that apparently maintains itself. That you can make it into a wick, but it's not a kosher. It's practically you can make it into a wick, but halachically it's not a kosher wick.
So,
yeah. Tana Hosifu Aleyan Shaltsemer Shalsar. The Bryce added on that you can't use wool as a wick. You can't use sar, you can't use hair as a wick. So why didn't our Tana mention those things? The answer is those were so obvious there wasn't the need to, because Semer is Michvitz Kovitz. When you light it, it doesn't catch at all. It's just shrivels. And sar is a chukhe mikruch, and sar just burns. So obviously you can't use them as a wick. There wasn't a need to point that out. Gosh, Eitz Ba'almahu. So by the case of the cedar, Shita Deloy Kosi Lipsila El Madura, you can't use it as a wick, you can use it as a piece of wood in a fire. But not you can't use it as a wick. Amrinisa came in summer, Yesh Ben Kliposa Leitz. There's a woolly, a wool like substance between the wood and the bark. You can't use that. Then that's what Lechish is referring to. The pasuk is saying that this is what's going to happen, that the chosun will be changed to na'aris. Apparently chosun and na'aris are not the same thing. So the answer is kisten the dike will nofetz. To keep it low nofetz, since you haven't combed it out, ain shemen nimshach acharav, the oil will not flow well into the wick. Nofetz is kar peribula, it's combed. V'na'aris, V'naris minadak shaboy. The naris is then the little pieces which you come out. That's the naris. V'achakam akra. So the pasuk then is referring to saying pishon hachazik yehopech l'naris. The good strong flax fibers will be these very small little fibers which are combed out, which are not good. Klomer agiber yia chalosh. The strong will become weak. That's the pasuk. The mashal of the pasuk is referring to Gushkara is pesela shal meshi. So you have the silk and you have the, again, I'm not 100% sure exactly what this is referring to. I couldn't figure this Rashi out. So you have the mesh and you have the pselus of the mesh. You make the silk and you have the pselus left over, the parts which didn't really work well. Also, kavoyim looks like hats. I don't know what the shape of a hat is exactly. I guess it means it was like a flat cap. Base atelas, and that's like the cocoon, which the silk cocoon which the worm used. Karnloi, full veal. And so you would comb it out. Mitzavo, and you make it. You would then make it into a thread. Vasi menu bag, and you make a bag. Vasi menu psila. You can't use it for a wick. Kedomer, like the Morris says later on. B'chol psili psilas. All of the psili psilas. What's their problem? The mas nisin the or is haseches behen. The or is masachsech. What does that mean? Masachsech. It means kefetzets. It jumps. It doesn't really burn straight. It doesn't stay put. What's the word I'm looking for? You say it flickers. In other words, the flame goes up, it goes down. It doesn't stick well onto the wick. Gushkara al-shem psarlis. The word gushkara is used to refer to the psarlis of something. Like you find that the Mora uses gampas subin, kamaykein nikris gushkara, is also called gushkara. Bread made out of the bran, is referred to as gushkara. Mesechtas Gittin, and the Mora Mesechtas Gittin says the story over there about the lady went to get bread, get the flour. There's no serlis, but there's kemach. There's no kemach, but there's gushkar. You know, right? So that's matachso levush. Also, he a kolach. He was wearing a matachso, which is a garment made out of kolach. He said, "That's kolach." Why is it we refer to that as shiroyim? Shiroyim is mil ha'osim mi'ikr ha'meshi. As opposed to the psalus of the meshi, it's made of the ikr meshi, is shiroyim. So there's the shiroyim, it's the germane silk. And tzirikin is osim min ha'meshi ha'rach ha'mispatzel umotzi b'meshi v'karen lo b'mkameno yadsh. The soft silk, which is mispatzel, was like splits. I guess the fibers which have splits. So I imagine it's going to be very soft, such a type of thing. And it's common with silk. I trust Rashi 100%. I have no idea what he's talking about from any personal, actual experience. Chayav Metzitzis. Deloi Kaman Domer, Kovid Etzemer Pishtin, Davka Chayav Metzitzis Min Raisa. Inami Mir Rabbonon. So, that only Bidei Tzemer and Pishtim are Chayiv, and these are not Chayiv, and holds it's Chayiv the Raisa. So Inami, that this price is saying it's Chayiv Mirabonon, as opposed to one which holds it's not Chayiv even Mirabonon. It's either it's Chayiv the Raisa or it's Chayiv the Rabonon. Two ways to learn this price. Al Kaponim, Ktani Mia, however we learned in the Raisa, Hashiroyim Va Koloch. It says Shiroyim, and it says Koloch. Alma Shiroyim Lav Hanu Koloch. So we see that Shiroyim and Koloch are not the same thing. And Abaye says this is Shiroyim, and Robin says, and that's what Koloch means. So the answer is either it's a good question or different types of Shiroyim. Achmina is a Rava, it's the willow. Reish Kibin Tzemer Bein Klipulet. Again, it also has this wool like substance between the bark and the wood. Bipaxis and the Bika, they were in the valley of Tamariso. And it says, he saw some willow trees. He says, that's what it means, but it says in the Mishnah, Idot. So he said, that's Eitz Ba'amuhu. Hechi Lechsi Lepsila. How can you use that for a wick? The answer is, he broke it. He took off the bark and he saw this, the fibers there. Lepsilas amid bro was shavro kemin ace of oruch is a long type of a grass of current oisay urtia, referred to as urtia. Then he said the brakash apreim moim even toch masad charitzi mocham kinos mayim, place where water is stagnant, gadolayim kimin yirak rokes, so a green substance grows on top. So ifruche mifarchon, it crumbles. Bleimotzi le'elbet psilo, meaning that you can't make a wick out of it. Some more answers. It's not uchum masad the charitzi. It's charitzi are like your charitz. You make it like you have like an indentation in the ground. You have a little trough somewhere, so water gathered there and it just sits there. What?
Pond
scum, right? So uchum masad the arvos svina hamisa kevus emokam echad v'mayim. A ship which is staying stationary. Golu Yirak Roikis Sabiv Shulam Mibachutz. On the bottom of it, there's this green substance which grows there, and that is being used as, so it's opposed to like I'm not sure the difference, actually, the difference between that which grows on the bottom of the ship and grows on top of the water, but apparently they're different. Michvitz covets, so wool is it shrinks in the or because of the fire. Vein derla cloud doesn't light at all. Vein shalevas achesed, but the wick doesn't even hold on to it at all. L'tzarech lemisa, there's no need to even mention it. Okay. Beloved Zephyrs. Did I skip something? Yeah, Beloved Zephyrs. Zephyrs is Zifsa. Shaiva is Kirusa. Zephyrs is pitch. Shaiva is wax. Ton, within the Brisa Adkan, Psul Psilis. We can't really Psul Shmonim. Up to Rosh Hashanah, my mind is referring to the various different types of psilis which are not acceptable, and this point onwards we're dealing with the fuels which are not acceptable. Whereas it's pshita, obviously zephis is not, you can't make a wick out of zephis. So we're answering shaiva itzvichole, the one which is necessary to point out was wax. Malatema the psilis nami lechazi, I think you can't use it as a wick. Kamashulon, you can use it as a wick, you can't use it as a fuel. Rashi says that's referring, Rashi understands that's referring to a candle. It's a little bit different than the Lashon, I know. Tosis does not learn like Rashi in that point, but Tosis does say that the Ner Shel Shaiva, which Tosis brings, that the people in Narvona do not accept Ner Shaiva, which we do, and they learn that's. It says it's only kosher, but it has shemen. But Ner Shel Shaiva, but without shemen, it's not going to be mut. So Tosis says that wouldn't the fact that you have oil there is not going to be matter it. Bottom Tosis. So, so the case was that apparently, I don't see the Metzias, how Tosis understands the Metzias. It was talking about using the wax is some type of I don't understand. He says, but what we do, if you take the candle, that's mutter.
The candles burn really well.
Yeah, it's not mistaber that it should be also. I understand. Right. The question is, how do you fit it into the Gemara? There's Amar Rami Bar Oven. Rami Rabban says itruna is psulta de zivsa. So out of the pitch comes itrun. I think they just translate like naphtha or something like that. Neft. So it comes. It's the psulta of the zephyrs. And shava is psulta de duvsha. Out of the honey with the honey with the combs, you get your wax. So that's the psulta de duvsha. My nafkamina, why is it important to tell us this? The mechakol memkers. The guy to tell me about the cases of if a person arranges to buy shava, and the person delivers to him psulta de duvsha, means he hasn't processed it, etc. He's yotze his responsibility of delivering shava, because shava means psulta de duvsha. The Grashi, Ad Khan, third line from the bottom. Ad Yeroika Shapanayamayim is Psilpsil. Still Yeroika Shapanayamayim is referring to various different wicks which are not acceptable. Here, from this point onwards, we're discussing various different fuels which are not acceptable. Shalitain Chaticha, Zephyr, you can't put a piece of Zephyr, Beshaiva or wax, Benair, Bemokh Mashem, and you can't put that into the lamp instead of putting oil there. Moses sheet, so that's obvious. So shava itzrichole. Fisher gil nasus come in psila ruchu. You make something which looks like a long wick, take, you know, it's a candle. A psila l'sachah with a wick inside of it. K'moshan osim, which we do. So what's hemel the psili nami k'osulate? To you do that is also osir. K'moshan that's not osir. It's only osir if you want to take a hunk of wax and stick it into the lamp as the fuel. To make something which looks like a psila is mutter. I mean, obviously, the reason why it's mutter is because there's a psila in it, so it's not really the psila, but it looks like a psila in the sense that it's a long, thin taper. Right. Okay, could be. So the zivsul achasha yotze has zevus mina eitz. After the zevus comes out, it says zomen al yadeha or psolus solok kishemen b'hu itron. After you get the zevus out, now Rashi sounds like you would. This is still getting. It's not coming out of the zevus. It's coming out of the wood. After the zevus comes out of your the. So then it comes out, if you then heat it, you can get out this liquid. The more so later on that Zephyr, the problem with Zephyr is it's thick and it doesn't really pull into the wick well. The problem with Itrin is that it flows very nicely into the wick, but it has a terrible smell. And you know, the goal is to make this, you know, enjoyable, nice, beautiful, light Shabbos table that you want to leave the room because it smells so bad. So that's the problem with itron. But it's clear like shemen, and that's itron.
So we had learned that from a certain fact, I don't remember if it was itron or something else, that you were allowed to read the Masharis who was checking the plates by the various lights. There was some foul smelling.
Right.
He wouldn't
tell them
to make it burn more because it already smelled
bad.
He wouldn't
make it worse.
So
apparently, you're allowed to light with itron.
Yeah.
Right. So that's Mechalik later on. Right. Shmuel says you can't light with itron because of the smell. Tanakam holds you could. The Mechalik Memker, the man de Masni. The person who makes a condition, the mizman shaiva, to buy wax, lazily psulta the dusha. You give him psulta the dusha, and then you've fulfilled your obligation. Okay. Which means, in other words, Rabban is not telling you any big solution what itron and what shaiva is. We know what itron and shaiva is. Why are you telling me this? You tell me that that's called if you fulfilled your obligation. Tanabanan, kol elu sha'amru emalikim ben b'shabes, you can't use them is in your lamp. Abu osim mehen medura, you can make a big fire out of them. Ben li yischamim kenegda, ben li shtamash la'ara. Whether you want to use it for heat, whether you want to use it for light. In other words, in the lamp, it's basically, if you have a large amount of heat there, that they'll burn fine. And you can even use it for light. Ben al-gabi karka, ben al-gabi kira. Well, also el-alasas man psidol l'ner b'vat. Whether it's in the ground, whether it's in the oven. The only problem is, if you want to put it into a lamp, and use it in the wicks. But that's a problem. It's a krashi. Abosim medura has to guddle a large amount of a large fire. Shechad mavrach, where each one helps the other one stay lit. That's the only problem. Is laner is a kreuzel. Kreuzel is a lamp. You can't use it in the lamps. Below b'shem and kik. So you can't do shem and kik. My shem and kik. What is shem and kik? Amar Shmuel Shaltina l'chol nechusa yam. Again, he asked the people who go out on the, they travel in the, out in the, into the sea. So they've been around, and they went to different places, and they're very familiar with things. So they said, Ramali, they said, oif echad yesh b'krachei hayam. There's a bird in the countries by the sea, the kik shmoy, and its name is kik. And if you take that bird and you use it, you get the oil out of it, you get the fat out of it, and you make it into an oil. That's what's possible. That's shem and kik. If it's a braid, the Rav Yehuda Omer, mashka the kaza. It's referring to mashka the kaza, which Rashi says is the cottonseed oil. It's referring to the kikoyan tree, which you find by Yerno, the story of Yerno, that there was a kikoyan tree. So you want to use the oil from that, pressing oil out of that tree. I'm sure it means out of the leaves, out of the what part you're pressing it out of. You can't use that. So Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Lidi Chazer Li Kikoyan de Yerno. I saw the kikoron of. I don't think Rashi says it wasn't the actual kikoron of Yonah, because the pasuk says the kikoron of Yonah died. So it's hard to say it was the actual kikoron of Yonah. It means that type of a tree. And now the next part, I have to tell you, I'm not going to help you too much exactly what it means over here. Tzuliva dummy. It's like tzuliva, which is it's a type of a non-fruit bearing tree. It says on the side over there. Umadav shaki rabi. And it grows by the places where there's marsh area, where there's, you know, you have your still bodies of water. La pum chanusa midlan, and then you would take it out and use it by the entrance to the doorways to the stores. You would hang it up. You say they would hang it up for shade, and it smells nice. Umi farzidohi avti mishka, and from the seeds you make an oil. Uban poi naichan. Called Briche de Marava, and in from the branches, there inside of the branches, there's called Briche de Marava. Rashi says all of the different. People in Marava, when they're ill, they would make some type of a bed for them out of it. Like I said, a nice smell. That's my guess in all of this. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shemen Kik, Shemen Shal Oif, Echod, Noisin Benair, Bedarlik. They would make an oil out of this bird, and it burns. So the Mishnah says you can't use it on Shabbos. Mishka the Kaza, Shemen Shoisin, Mikarini, Tzemer Gefen, Shikarin Kutin. The oil that you make from the seeds of the Tzemer Gefen, which we refer to, that's Katan. So I saw that type of tree. It grows in this still waters. You say they put it. They would put it over the entranceway to the stores for shade, for a nice smell. From its seeds, you make oil. The ill people will lie on these branches of it. Okay.